We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is former Brewers pitcher, now an analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jerry Augustine. Augie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Augie.
Good morning, Joe and Chuck. How you doing?
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Augie. We had to get you on and get your take on how this season ended. Man, I thought they were going to win Game 7 Saturday night. What was your thoughts on how that thing finished off on Saturday?
Well, you know what happens? It kind of the same thing as I thought. It was awesome. Yelich comes up and hits a home run in the first inning and kind of gets the momentum on the Brewers side, and then all of a sudden, that following inning, the other team comes back and scores two, and it kind of takes that momentum away, and sometimes that's hard to get back. But it was a great baseball game, right down, even up till they scored the five runs. I thought they could still come back. But it was one of those nights where Buehler threw the ball really well, and then their bullpen came in and did a nice job against the Brewers.
Augie, did you really think that we'd be talking about the Milwaukee Brewers getting to the NLCS and competing in a Game 7? I mean, did you really? I don't think anyone could have envisioned this at the beginning of 2018.
Well, you know, this was a good ball club, and you know they had the ability to get to the playoffs. Everybody thought that, you know, as they went along. And, you know, they went through that stretch when they had played 23 games in 22 days and did not play well. That's a tough stretch. And then coming out of the All-Star break, they had to play 17 in a row again. And that's tough, but once they got to August, all of a sudden, towards the middle end of August, they really started playing good baseball. And so it just got up that they started getting better and better. And once I saw them creeping up on the Cubs, I said, you know, this team could do pretty well. They're on a roll right now. They're throwing everything is going well for them. They could probably do something special. And they did just that. Went against the Cubs, and they beat the Cubs at 163. And I think they matched up good against Colorado. I was very confident against Colorado and even the Dodgers to start. But the Dodgers played well against the Brewers. It was a good matchup, and it went seven games. And I thought the Brewers would win it in six, actually. But it didn't quite work out that well. But they gave us a great season. You can't take anything away from the season they gave us.
As far as the guys who could earn spots in the starting rotation next year, I'm going to throw three names at you. Corbin Burns, you think he's how do you see him as maybe fitting into the rotation next year, possibly?
Well, you got to look at the three guys you're going to do is get Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta are mm-hmm. the three guys you're going to talk about.
Yep.
And I think that the one thing that you talk about baseball today is about versatility. And what can you do? How versatile are you? And I think with the guys like Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns, you've got a lot of versatility. If they don't start, they can pitch out of bullpen. They're very effective, especially when you look at Woodruff, the way he threw the ball in the playoffs. He was just dynamic. He's almost a right-handed Josh Hader. But Freddie Peralta, I think you're thinking more in the starting area. But it really gives you that opportunity to have some good options with some great young pitching. And so it's going to be fun to watch to see exactly what David Stearns and Matt Arnold do this winter to help Craig Counsell out with this ball club and see what they do going into next year. But they've got a lot of options, and they got some versatility. But when you have that, that's a good thing to have.
So not necessarily should all three of those guys make the rotation because they're valuable in other parts of the pitching spots too, right?
Oh, I think when you look at the way Woodruff and Burns threw the ball in the playoffs, and even Freddie threw the ball really, really well also, but the way those two guys threw the ball in the playoffs, they just make their team much better because now they've proven in a high leverage situation that they can help this ball club. I'm excited. I'm excited because they can start, they can relieve. And that when you have those options with good young players with those kind of great arms, that really helps your team and your organization.
Again, talking with Jerry Augustine of Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Brewers pitcher, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You know, the thing is, Augie, the way David Stearns wanted to construct this, you know, part of his plan here is to have sustained success, you know, not just this season, but for the next several seasons. And most of the star players who played big roles in the postseason for the Brewers and down the stretch, they're all coming back next year. I mean, you're going to lose some veterans, but when you look at how this thing is built, would you agree that now the bar has been set pretty high here and that they should be able to at least get back into the postseason next year?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, when David Stearns did come here, the first thing he said he was going to obtain, develop, and retain good young players, and he's done just that. And this organization's minor league system is really thriving. It's got some great young players, but I agree with you. I think when you look at the catalyst of this ball club, the real, when you look at what they have coming back and what they have for a legitimately long period of time, they have some really good players. The future is bright, and I think David and Matt and Craig have done exactly what they wanted to do, and you got to give credit to all three of them, and plus Mark Antanasio by letting those guys go out and develop a system and a organization that they know that can sustain over a long period of time. They've got that, and it's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be interesting winter to see exactly the direction they go, how what they want to do. But the future is bright, and spring training is going to be. I don't think it comes soon enough because it's going to be fun to watch. Just see how they develop this team for 2019.
Do you think that Mike Moustakas is going to be on the team next year? Do you think he's in their plans?
I think it's a borderline thing with Moustakas because of the money and depending on the direction they go. He was such a great guy to have on the club. He is just the way he went about his job and, you know, that veteran leadership that he gave to this ball club, that plays big, and it's not every day that you can have a ball player like that. I think it's something they're going to be thinking about. I think they're going to evaluate and they're going to figure out what do you want to do at third base. Is Mike Moustakas the way they go? Do they put Travis Shaw back there as a second baseman? It's going to be really interesting, but I would think that as winter goes along, we'll find out more. But yeah. He really would be a good guy to have on the spot.
Do you think Scope is going to get every opportunity to earn himself a spot in that starting lineup?
I think if he has the opportunity to be around, I think, you know, he came over and just started struggling from day one. It was tough. But you look at what he's done over his career, he's been a very steady player. So I would think that they're going to give him some good thought because he is a good ball player. He's that kind of a ball player that can play at a high caliber. And he was an all-star and just a good player. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think we all know exactly the direction they're going to go, but the guys who are going to be here are going to give ample opportunity to make the squad and to be a big part of it. And I think the big thing with Scope is he's versatile. He can play short. He can play second. And when he's right, he's a good ball player. So I think he's in their plans, at least for right now. That could change as the winter goes along.
Again, talking with Jerry Augustine here on Chuck and Winkler. So we've been asking fans all morning about their favorite moments of 2018, Augie. I know you've been covering this team all season long. Is there one particular memory from 2018 that just stands out as the best?
I think, you know, you talk about resurgence of players, the guys that really meant a lot to this ball club. And I thought Jesus Aguilar had that first half of the season that really – I really capture a lot of people. He's an all-star coming from where a guy going into spring training, they're trying to figure out what they were going to do with him. They wanted him on the team, but they're trying to figure out. But the game where he broke up the no-hitter in the seventh and then hit the home run in the ninth to win the ball game against the Cardinals, against Jack Flaherty, that was just a magic moment. And that's one of my favorites this season. But this club had so many great moments. You sit back and you think, the more you start thinking, the more moments come up. But this is a ball club. They had 11 walk-offs, most they've had in a number of years, and just a team that did some really special things. And really special games. I think the last game in Chicago was the last series when Craig did out the manipulation of the pitching staff and the offensive end of that team all blended together. That was one of my favorite games. So there's a lot of magic moments, but this club was really special, and they learned a lot about themselves, and they grew as a team, and that's really special. You don't get much better than that.
He is Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher, analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Augie, we always appreciate the insight. Thank you so much. And, looking forward to the offseason. It should be a lot of fun. We'll see what kind of decisions the Brewers have to make here.
Yeah, Augie, missed talking base with you all summer, especially at the ballpark, too, as well. And, have a great offseason, man.
It's fun. You got a love for the game. I've been born and raised in Wisconsin, and to do the things that I get to do with Fox Sports Wisconsin, it's just so special. But, I think you guys would agree. This year was a year where a lot of great things happened, and boy, our fan turnout this year was just phenomenal. The playoffs, the ballpark was electric. This was very special. It'd be fun to do it again in 2000.
Oh, man, and five more years after that, too, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, they're going to sustain. This is a good ball club and a good organization. They're headed in the right direction. I'm really, really excited to see what happens this winter. Can't wait for spring training.
Yep, less than 4 months away. It'll be here before you know it. Augie, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys, take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.